Well, let me see if there's any, if there's a, if there's any, that's all.
You've no trouble finding things.
Yeah, it's filed under ref for where DF is it. My name is Jed Walsh. I'm a painter and decorator.
Have any kids ever ask if you're connected to the Jedward?
Mine is G as opposed to J, but they don't know that. Yeah. It does crop up a lot. It's the most insulting thing. They could go home limping. Hold on, we got a...
Jed Walsh may be known to some people as a painter-decorator, but around Dublin, he's known for his van. It's covered with all sorts of words and phrases. It looks like gobbledygook until you get up close.
Describe the van to me.
The van has a story. What happened was about 7 years ago or 8 years ago, my other van was stolen. And I had to get something in a rush to keep working, with the result that I got that and I absolutely hated the colour. So everybody was saying, oh, well, put your logo on it and you get a bit of trade and all that kind of thing. And you see so many vans with logo on it. And I said, no. They're all gone so smart that they with .com and rushing everywhere and the Celtic Tiger that I decided, why not take the Mickey out of them all? So that's what inspired me.
So it was silver grey when you got it?
Correct.
And you hate that colour?
With nothing on it.
Okay.
So then I said, what am I...
It's a kind of a Renault, is it, or what is it?
It's a Fiat. Okay. Fiat Escudo. And I said, so what am I going to do? So then I went trawling through one of my two heroes, either Flann O'Brien or James Joyce. So I picked out phrases. And you see there, ex quovis lingo non fit mercurius. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. I thought that was appropriate for a painter and decorator. And then, yes, I said, yes, I will. It's very funny. People think, why did you put that on it? Because you're going to do the job. They don't realise it's the last line of Ulysses. Ulysses, when it's read, it's far better to listen and read rather than just read. And with the result that I most probably, if I was on the desert island, would take Ulysses, all right.
The decision to go into the painting decorating, how did that...
It evolved more than the decision. It was due to circumstances. I tried to become a vet, but they, in their wisdom, decided that I wasn't going to be one. And then I...
Who's that, your parents?
No, the university. So I never officially served my time. I just evolved into it. And sure, look, I've got a livelihood for 30-odd years fooling the people. So we can... it's physically demanding. Now I'm finding it a little bit tougher. You have to be... You know, it's a young man's sport. Any physical labour is. We used to do an awful lot of pubs. Time was when I did an awful lot of, you know, that revamping of pubs that went on in the 90s. Well, we did 30 pubs at one stage. The man who ran the whole outfit was a bit of a character. One of his great expressions was if we were in the middle of the pub and there happened to be something we couldn't work around. For Jesus' sake, if you can't hide it, make a feature of it.
What's on the general whiskey?
These were phrases from Ulysses that I liked. So general whiskey and major porter. Obviously it's self-explanatory. Are emus amusing? Again, you know, it's Joyce's great play in words. Emus, and then he has E-M-U-S-I-N-G. Emusing as opposed to amusing, you know. So, and then Chawn and Aiton. Sure, that's all we all do.
So that's C-H-A-W-I-N.
And A-Y-T-I-N.
What's around the back?
Then we went around the back, and I always liked Kingstown Pier as a disappointed bridge. Obviously, a pier never goes anywhere. It ends in nothing.
That's such a clever image, isn't it?
Isn't it? Joyce always stuck in me because he was colloquial. He was a local historian. And I would like to classify myself in that kind of amateurish way. Mm. that I am equally. And that's what that's what I like about life. I don't like life in a turgid, give me humanity. Too much literature and too much history has been taken over by academics. If I bring you for a walk down the road, I'll tell you who lived in that house, what happened to it. There's one, the Russian embassy, for instance, was burnt totally out in 1923. Things like that. That appeals to me.
While Jed is working on the wall of a house, the van is nearby. Covered in phrases from Irish literature, it's like a textbook on wheels. Jed turns from the wall, paintbrush in hand, like a teacher turns from a blackboard. This is a lesson waiting to be taught.
These three here, there it is, onomatopoeic again almost. Geowowowadat. Getououthat. Geowowowadat. So it runs. Do you belong?
So that's D-Y...
O-U-B-L-O-N-G.
Dublin. Do you belong?
Correct. Do you belong? Dublin, it was a pun of, obviously. But do we belong to Dublin? Or does anybody belong to anything? Do you belong? What do we belong to? I mean, you could read into that tremendously. Then I decided to put at the bottom, Slán Latinish. That's from Flann O'Brien. S-L-A-W-N, Slán, L-A-T, Lat, A-N-I-S-H. And it, as you know, he spoke fluent Irish. But he hated the image that the Gael Gori portrayed. So that's a phonetic spelling he has in the book. And then at the bottom I have K-M-R-I-A. Now, I was going to do K-M-R-I-A.com just to confuse the wicked masses. But I decided that, jeepers, they must probably tear their hair out altogether. So K-M-R-I-A is Kiss My Royal Irish Arse.
And is that in Ulysses?
Yeah.
Tell me about the whole literature and the writing and all that kind of thing. How come you didn't take that direction rather than go on?
Because I needed to earn a living. And I didn't have the confidence really to trust my pen. So I trusted a brush instead. Simple as that, really.
In terms of dealing with the chemicals and dealing with the paint and all that type of thing, that ever...
Well, as you know, the big problem now is that the oil has gone from paint and it's become water-based. And to sell the oil-based paint, they've taken one of the ingredients out, which is the dryers. And yet, when we use it, we have to add it in because it won't dry.
Oh. So you can't buy oil. If you want to buy gloss paint to gloss your door...
It's gone to water-based 90% of it now. It has to EU regulations from 2010.
Okay.
It's still available, but that they've taken a constituent out that used dry it.
Oh, I see. And if you didn't put the dryers in, how long would it...
You'd need at least... Don't paint in below 12 degrees. So that completely negates any outside work between September and maybe April.
So that really cuts down your
options. Now, there are other water-based glosses, but they're not... You remember when you grew up that a well-painted door had a gloss on it that you could see your face. Mm. New glosses aren't as shiny at all.
So the phrase "watching paint dry" really does apply now.
Absolutely. Well said, yeah.
And then around the other side, what have you got?
This is then we've gone to a bit of a mixture of both here because goodbye, goodbye, goodbye is the last line of It Swim Two Birds. And then I have phrases from Flann O'Brien, bulletproof and ballad proof. Again, taking a bit of that was kind of, again, getting a slight at the Gael Gori and the pseudo-nationalist ethos that Flann O'Brien figured shouldn't have. So the bulletproof and ballotproof, he grew up in the 30s when Dev, once more to his great glory, turned and interned the colleagues he was formerly comrades with. So he knew what that bulletproof and ballotproof meant. And then the other ones are just taking the mickey again. Egg laid by former cock, a newspaper headline. Your wish was me will is another one. You know, whatever you say I'll do kind of thing. And then that one, the illegitimati narn carborundum, doesn't appear in either of them. But there was an old man, a pal of mine, and for any time I went up to visit him, I'd leave the door and he'd be saying, "Illegitimati non carborundum, Jed. Don't let the bastards grind you down." And it's amazing the way that one sticks. Older people walking along and sees that, they'll straight away identify, it's bog Latin. It's kind of puerile schoolboy Latin, if you like. And they'll all identify with it. 78-year-old men walking down the road kind of will always recognise it.
Jed Walsh, house painter and scholar.
What are you thinking about when you're painting?
What's this fella doing with a microphone beside me?